Good evening. It's a joy to welcome you to our fifth annual joint choir concert. It's going to be a delightful evening. We hope that you not only stay for the concert, but for the fellowship afterwards. Today's free will offering is going to be taken for a brand new grand piano to be shipped to Tanzania. We're so grateful for Dr. Abe Caceres, who is here tonight, and he will tell us more about that. So we hope that you will enjoy this concert, The Fruit of the Spirit.
The anthems chosen for this concert pertain to the Bible verse as printed at the top of the program, and you will hear them again, the gifts of the Spirit, in the first song, Fruit of the Spirit. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Soloist on this next anthem is Jim Telstrom from Sturgeon Bay, Moravian.
Stay close to Jesus Christ.
now my privilege to ask Dr. Abe Caceres to come and talk a little bit about the mission to Tanzania.
Sister Pastor Dawn, thank you kindly. Actually, I can just turn this one off. There you go. I can be heard? Good. First of all, I want to say it is a joy and an honor to be here in this, in the presence of this congregation, this wonderful choir, outstanding flutists, wonderful accompanists. You know, the D's, the consonants, all cut off together, the S's together, the crescendos, decrescendos. This is a good choir. Fine director. I hope you appreciate them. Give them a hand. Let's give them a hand. Yeah. So I want to share a little bit about the Piano and Music for Tanzania program. Tanzania is twice the size of the state of California. That's hard to believe, right? You know, we think of Africa, and we think of the United States. We think of the United States being so big. But actually, the United States can fit into the continent of Africa several, multiple times. Tanzania alone is twice the size of the state of California. In the entire country of Tanzania, there's not a single concert grand piano. Not one. So if you can imagine the entire west coast of this country without a single concert grand piano. That's the situation in Tanzania. As a matter of fact, there are probably, right here, in Door County, there must be hundreds. In Milwaukee, I know for a fact, there are several hundreds. So why is this important? Because, a little bit of background. The music department started in 2005. There's some information back here. In 2005, with four students, they weren't even majors, there were four students and two faculty members. Fast forward, 2015, there were 25 majors, five full-time faculty plus five visiting faculty from Europe, from the United States, from other parts of Africa. Hundreds of students are participating in the music program through lessons, through choir, through the dance program, through the technology program. They have a recording studio. Well, my buddy, who happens to be the music director of the program there, wrote a grant to the European Union to create the first university level cultural arts program in the country, and they got funded. So January of this year, ground was broken in Tanzania at Tumaini University to create this program. They will have music rooms for practicing. They will have a choir room, a dance studio with a real floor and mirrors, and they're gonna have the choir room. They're gonna have a recording studio, a state-of-the-art digital video editing studio. This is the first of its kind in the country. It is really exciting. So the European Union is funding part of it, and Tanzania is funding part of it. And my buddy asked me, says, "Hey, can you help raise money? No, we don't have a real quality concert grand piano. Can you raise money to send us one?" And I said, "Let me think about it. Yes." So thus far, and then he had a contact with a music store in Minneapolis, a friend of his, who was selling us a $52,000 concert grand piano at his cost, $18,000.
Oh, wow.
That's quite a markup on those instruments. But, you know, they're luxury items. So, anyway, we're getting this instrument for $18,000. So for $35,000, we're going to purchase the instrument, send it there, and included $10,000 worth of scholarships for students. I have to say two more things. First of all, the music department has become the face of the university. And so it performs not only for dignitaries when they come through, but also for local village events. And so it has become a recruitment tool, not only for people who are interested in studying music, but also people who are wanting to study education, to become teachers, theology, to become pastors. There's now a Department of Science and Technology, and there's a Department of Law, there's a Department of Business that just recently opened. So the music department is recruiting people for all of these departments and has this ripple effect not only through the university, but through the entire country. So this is very exciting. And I mean, I am excited to invite you to be part of this project. The last thing I want to say is take a look at the back page, please. This is absolutely one of the most creative logos I have ever seen anywhere. Now, if you put it away from you like that, it should look. Actually, I have to put it quite a bit away. But if you put it quite a bit away from you, you should see an African mask. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Some of you may have that problem. But if you look up closely, you'll see that the mouth is a graduation cap, and that the nose is a book. Possibly could be the Bible. Central above that is the cross. And that indicates the history of the university, starting first as a seminary. And as a matter of fact, if you look to the left, the left eye actually is the Luther Rose. And then the second department that was formed was the Department of Law. So that's represented by the eye, the right eye, which is what?
Scale.
The scale of justice, right. And then squeezed in between the cross and the Luther Rose is, what do you see there? What? The serpent on the stick, which is the symbol of science and medicine, right? Through that logo, you see the history of the department of the Tumaini University. I would like to invite you to sing with me a song, "Gracious Healing, Gracious Spirit, Heed Our Pleading," which is a song from Tanzania, and it's, you have the music there on the insert. And I will invite you to sing the refrain in Kiswahili.
Don't panic, it's not that hard.
Okay. Would you say nap? Like I'm gonna take a nap. 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 Okay. So now say njo. Njo. Okay, that's the first word. All the syllables are short syllables, so njo o. Njo o. Please repeat. Njo o kroho mwe ma. Njo o kroho mwe ma. Can I have the notes on that, please?
Refrain.
Everyone, ready, and. One more time, at part. Okay, so now I am going to play this drum. This drum is all the way from Tanzania. And there's a story behind this drum. I actually had a dream one day that I was going to be taking a drum from, while I was in Tanzania, I was going to be taking a drum on the plane. And I said to myself, in the dream, how is this going to happen? You can't fit a drum on the plane. The night before I left, I was given this drum, and it fit on the plane. Okay, let's sing verses 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, ready, and. Hold. We're going to do the first three verses, right? We're going to do the verses in English, just the refrain in Kiswahili. 1, 2, ready, and. To be on the one?
Sure.
Okay, one more song. Thank you. So this is a melody which most of us know. It's probably the most famous Irish tune in the world. And it is, become very familiar to us as the hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Last year, when the Syrian crisis created this flood of refugees to Europe, These words came to me. So I invite you to sing this with me as a call to remind ourselves that we are all created in the image of God, and we are called to see ourselves in each other, regardless of who we are or where we come from. So we're going to sing, "Be Thou My Vision to Help Me to See," verses 1, verses 2. There's going to be a key change. I'm going to be playing this on the organ. And then I would like you to sing the third verse, call and response. I practiced this with the choir, and it's actually new to them too. But you'll get the feel. So I'll sing first, and then the choir, and you will sing. So I'll sing, "Be thou my vision and help me to see.
Be thou my vision and help me to see."
Okay, so that's going to be a little bit different from the traditional Irish. Now, I did add one word. The word is ruah. Can you say ruah?
Ruah.
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 Okay. Now, ruah is a word which Pastor Dawn will correct me in if I am off. In Genesis, the word ruah is the word which represents God blowing the breath of life into humanity. And it is also, I believe, the word for the Holy Spirit. Ha! Good. in the New Testament. So there's a connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament there. So now let me set this up. I've never quite done it this way, so this is going to be fun. Okay. We'll make this happen somehow. Okay. Thank you. When I ask you to just kind of move this over. Okay. So, let's see. Here, we have nothing. So, great. Let me put 8-4. Pedal, 8-16, yeah, that's 2-4-2.
Thank you.
the response.
Be thou my vision and help me to see.
Now you.
One eternity.